You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right. It's part of the tradition of Wake Up Tucson. Francis Albert Sinatra introducing the third hour, the fabulous third hour of Wake Up Tucson. If you miss anything on the show today, Barney talking about fixing his rental.
Got it looking good. I decided last week that my days on a 24-foot ladder are over.
Thank you.
But I painted this two-story house.
Yes, Matthew.
Given the housing shortage, this is actually compelling radio that there's a rental out there. So actually, you guys broke some news here for the folks.
It's going on the chopping block, though. It's a nice house in Copper Creek in the Oro Valley.
This is it. This is the intro. We had, of course, Dan Shearer from the Green Valley News is always amazing. And then we had a write-in candidate for the Republican Party in Ward 3, Alan Hardwell, on in the second hour. Go to kvoi.com. Introducing you to another candidate. Barney and I will be talking to a person I consider a new friend of mine, and she was introduced by my friend Dr. Branch. It's up in the Phoenix Scottsdale area. It's Paula Tuliani. Yeah. Paula, good morning.
Well, good morning, Chris.
How are you doing, lady?
I'm doing well.
So let's introduce Paula to the Wake Up Tucson audience. Paula, let's give us the brief biography of Paula Tuliani. What have you been doing the last 10 to 30 years?
50, okay. All right. Anyway, I've had several businesses that have succeeded in two major businesses. One, a design firm, which I grew to 42 people, the largest design firm in Scottsdale. But the business I was in the last was for over 20 years. It's La Dolce Vita. And it was a cookie company. And, you know, I never said I want to make cookies, I want to be a baker. But I believe God placed me there, and it was very successful. I did sell it to a national company, and I did quite well. It was, you know, it had many, many struggles. But I always thought God delivered miracles. And I believe, you know, today and what I'm doing, that perhaps there are miracles that God is going to grant us as a country.
And you were, your biscotti was in quite a few Costcos. Is that maybe somewhere that a lot of our listeners might recognize your product?
Yes, we're nationally in all the districts in Costco, La Dolce Vita. And we not only made biscotti, of course, we had Godiva. Earlier years, we baked their chocolate truffle cakes, brownies, cupcakes. So we had very good companies. We had Barnes & Noble. We had BJ's Foods. So, and also the last client I did get, which I took away from Nani's, was Starbucks. And once, you know, and that was the crowning glory. So we're in Starbucks as well. We did. I've always strived to make a great product and great service. That was the main thing. In fact, we were written up in a newsletter at Starbucks, as they have thousands of vendors, that we were the top vendor they had chosen, you know, and we were the benchmark of what every company should be. And I always believed in doing your best, and you become the best. So I did create a good business, and I believe God led me to it, because I always thought, oh, I'll do cookies on the side, and I'll hand it off. I'll have it, a company make them for me, and I'll keep the brand. Well, it didn't work out that way. We had full production, 120 people, and I learned a lot. I mean, I feel that anyone that goes into business, you're self-educating. You learn what you have to succeed. You can't hand it off. You learn the financials. You learn production, systemizing, management. Just you develop organizational skills, because that's what's required. You think about it. We started off making 250 pounds when I was small. I thought, gee, that's a lot.
Right.
We make 55,000 pounds when I sold the company a day. 55,000 pounds we produce a day. So I look and I said, how did I get here? And I said, you know, God brought me here. And I have a little story. When I first started, I had to work at a bakery, and there was this friend, this Italian baker, and he was very good. Except he would say, Paula, why are you using butter all the time? Reduce your cost. Look, some people won't recognize you have margarine. Mm-hmm. And we'd always argue about it. I said, Vince, you know, stop. I said, I'm using butter. And I said, you make the cookies and you're using margarine. Oh, and he goes, Paula, you know, you really... there's an Italian word I can't say. You're breaking my, you know what. So I said, okay, Vince. So then I went off on my own, and the year of selling my company came to visit my facility in Glendale. We're about 60,000 square feet, very automated, okay, and we're doing 1,000 pounds per 15 minutes, okay? And he goes, oh, my God, how did you get here, Paula? And I said, butter.
Good comeback.
So who
does always quality in whatever you do, and I learned that very, very young, okay? And you always give the customer, the people, a little more than what they expected, or sometimes a lot more than what I expected. And that's a success of a business, and I think that should be a success of our government. Give us more than what we expected. And, you know, Trump did that. He never talked about the deal. He just, you know, we knew when he did the deal.
What did you learn about the relationship between government and the private sector as you were building your businesses?
I think they're removed from a private sector. I mean, you know, is your question like what is their attitude towards?
Well, I guess my thing is as you're building your businesses. What were some of the things that you had to navigate around governmentally that in the end you looked at and said, this is really unnecessary for an entrepreneur to have to deal with?
Yes. I mean, you're on your own, really. And the only time you connect is when you pay your taxes, all right? So that's it. And we look at America today, and we have to recognize what's happening. All right, we have to recognize they're taking control, and they are going to take more control of businesses and everything. And, you know, as Americans, and what I'm witnessing is the beginning of tyranny. I believe that our government our governors need to stand strong and fight to protect our people and our Constitution. And, you know, you look at it, if you look at history, what does tyranny look like? Well, first of all, they turn people against each other. Well, first of all, there's gifts. There's kindness. We're going to take care of you. And perhaps we're getting that now. We're getting gifts. I never got gifts when I ran my business. I never got loans. Well, they turn people against each other. Then comes censorship. They censor the voice of the people. They censor our opinions and thoughts, which eventually will become the new normal.
Why run for governor right now? After all your successes, why does Paula want to run for governor?
Well, I think because of this, because of what is happening in America, what's happening to our state today. We have lost control. We put people in power, in leadership, but it's not true leadership. Leadership is hearing the voice of the people, protecting them. We protect our state. We have to make our state stronger, and we're going backwards, and we're not learning anything from the past. You look at our education system. We need to revamp the entire system, okay? We are above Puerto Rico. We're 49.
Paula, let's do this. I got to go to break and visit some sponsors. I want to continue this about education and some of the other priorities, okay?
Very good.
What's your website, Paula?
It's Z4Arizona, ZFORArizona.com.
All right, so that's letter Z, Zeta, Z4Arizona.com.
.com, correct.
Awesome. All right, hold on for a few minutes. We're talking with Paula Tuliani, Z4Arizona.com, and we're going to find out more about her run for governor. Wake up, Tucson. You're on The Voice.
By request from John Holden, the Llewellyn Brothers, a Tucson band, It Must Be Love.
All right. Good morning. This is, of course, the Zeps on an L, one of the bigger ones on an L Wednesday. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. We're hanging out with Paula Tuliani. Go to z4arizona.com to find out more about her run for governor. Paula, welcome back.
Thank you.
Tell me about education. Give me one thing Paula would do to make education better, public education for the K-12s out there.
No, it's kind of difficult, just one.
I don't want you to reveal the whole plan, for God's sake.
Okay. No, I won't reveal. I think number one, we have 42% population Hispanic and underprivileged. Mandatory tutoring. That teacher from preschool to second grade, they have to tutor to make sure that English is their main language. They have an understanding of English, forming sentences, able to read, and math. Because we have kids that are graduating grammar school, going to high school, and in the poor districts or the Hispanic districts, we have 80% failure. They don't have the ability to read and write properly. So that's mandatory, and that would change our society. You know, that's the only thing that'll change our country as well. And we have to be more dedicated to our education.
How would you rate the performance of Doug Ducey so far as the governor of Arizona?
Well, I think he's doing some things now. I don't think he energizes the people, the country, or the state. I believe he touches things and he's removed. There doesn't seem to be a serious interest of developing solutions. For example, you know, I asked one of the sheriffs, and I'll name him. I said, do you meet once a year, 6 months, with Ducey? We've never met him. We've never sat down and had a conversation. And that's rather strange to me. I mean, wouldn't you call in all your sheriffs and say, you know, what is it that you need? What's happening? What can we do better? That conversation doesn't happen. It does not happen in other areas of our state or, you know, whether it's education. No, it just things run as usual. Let other people handle it. No, there needs to be leadership. There needs to be an involvement. You know, you take a business. You don't say, oh, let my manager in one of the lines do what he wants. You know, no. You have to hear their voice, and that's leadership. You don't dominate them, but you say, what is it that we can do better? And I think it empowers them. It empowers them to do better. There's got to be a scorecard in education for the principals and the teachers. And give them more money. Give them what they need in classes. And there's absolutely no reason today we don't have smart classes to help the teachers. And reduce the class sizes. And that, I believe, is a beginning. All right.
What's another topic? What's another part of running the state of Arizona that you'd like to tackle and improve if you became the governor of Arizona?
Well, first thing, you always look at the money. And you always look at where is the money going? What budgets do we have for every segment? For example, I believe, and I understand from a previous treasurer, I said, what fraud is there? Is there fraud? Absolutely. And tell me about the budget of education, for example. That's just one. Well, 50% goes to the classroom. The rest is administrative costs, and others. Well, you know what? It should be greater for the classes, the teachers. Some teachers in the poor area, the kids don't have notebooks. They don't have pencils. They're not given proper curriculum. They buy the cheapest curriculum or free curriculum. And here we have the money that's allocated for that. No, we get the best curriculum, and it should be selected by a committee, by the state, and that's how Florida does it. They have selected the curriculums, and they may differ a little bit from Buckeye to Goodyear or to from Gilbert or Scottsdale, depending on, you know, the type of children you have. They speak Spanish. They may need a different type of curriculum, but really it's pre-selected, and that's what they choose from. Here we have a free-for-all. Every district changes every year, I hear from the teacher, and they're given another curriculum, and they have to rework this curriculum because it's not a good one. Well, you know, there's no organization on this. There's no follow through. There's no supervision.
The way Arizona is set up, of course, is that you have local control by the school boards. And that's
exactly, that's
kind of the no-win situation that you're in sometimes from the state side is there's only so many handcuffs you can put on the money. Goldwater just did a huge, we'd already covered it, a huge report about how much money when it gets to the school boards that they actually don't spend on what they should. So this is going to be a constant struggle for the next 50 years.
Think number one is governor, initiate a program, get a committee also of a talented parents. And I don't talk about a big committee. I always talk about talented people, 3 to 5 max. And we work bottom up. And you work with the teachers. What is it that you need? Okay, teachers are not included in principal meetings, board of directors, administrators. They're isolated. Their voice is not heard. Okay, they're just told what to do. And you know, who's going to care? They don't. When you have a failure rate of over 50% in your class and you pass them, no child left behind. No, we're leaving our society behind. And we got to do something about it. And you start bottom up. You demand tutoring. And as governor, I would say, this is what you're going to put in. And little by little, we work our way up. Okay? And you evaluate. You evaluate where the money is. You have to work across the aisle. Right now, our education system is run basically by the left.
Paula, we got to get going. Thanks for the time today and the chance to introduce you to the Wake Up Tucson audience. Hopefully, we'll get you down here in person because it's always better in studio. So hopefully, we'll get you down soon and we'll have a deeper dive in this. Okay.
Yes, and thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm glad you were here. So the letter Z for Arizona.com. And you can also, there's a button there to help get her on the ballot also. So you can do that too. So Paula, great talking to you as always.
Yeah, remember, I want to leave you with this.
Sure.
We need to stand for the flag. We kneel for God. Okay? We need to honor our flag and our country. All right.
Amen, sister.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye,
all right,
brother.
That's Paula Tuliani, Z for Arizona.com. Very successful businesswoman, and she's wants to run for governor. So she's going through the journey, as we like to say. So we have lots of people running for governor between Matt Salmon, who was just on the show a couple of weeks ago. We have the news lady, Kari Lake. We have the Board of Rodents lady, Karen Robeson. And then we got Kimberly Yee also. So getting exciting every day over there. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. All right. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Christy Simone, Barney Brenner. Remember his TikTok, Barney Brenner, Barney Party Boy, 4969, .. If you want to check out his TikTok videos.
If you find that, do let me know. It's unbeknownst to me.
I think I put the party thing in my head because when you go up to Phoenix, there's that trailer at that house in Casa Grande, and it's like one of these ones where you can watch an idiot play video games on a live stream, and it's like Party Arty 69 or something. I don't know if you want to not say for work. So anyway, Barney, I just love the idea that Barney has a TikTok. That's great.
I'll have to get one now just to satisfy your love.
So Barney brought in a couple of... So Barney is like, sometimes when Captain Chaos comes in, right? And we talk about political signs, right? Because it always drives us crazy. You too, right? We have this discussion about... And this is also for marketing. This is
this is a marketing. I didn't even need to get this on the air, but I just wanted to show you these two things for marketing.
So this is I want you to pay attention. If you're a company that markets, you want to tell people you do something, okay? Or you're running for office. There's some lessons in here, as we like to say, okay? So Barney, so you show me. You get the mailer from. We'll say it. We're from Fry's. Okay.
Yep.
And it's about their pharmacy.
Yep.
Right? Because we got to keep pumping those drugs into you fast as possible. Okay? So it's for their pharmacy. They have a wonderful couple, right? You got to have that couple. When you're selling pharmacy, it's got to be appealing to seasoned citizens, but they can't look ancient. right? Because for some reason, they don't want to show someone, you know, who's 89 years old on this. It has to be that person who's like in their 50s who skews a little older, looks a little older. The vibrant senior, okay? So they have a couple, they're got their heads together and like, oh, I love you, honey. But really, in the end, they're selling pharmacy.
Yes.
Right?
But so effectively.
So they basically have the big word on top, pharmacy.
A very nice graphic of an interracial couple. You have pharmacy and then the word fries, which is a very recognized
logo.
Brand.
Yep.
And there's four other words on the face of this mailer.
Right. Keep it simple, kids.
Yep. And on the back, you have fries again. The biggest word on the back is pharmacy. They even have a disclaimer at the bottom. Super tiny print. They don't care if you read it. But, you know, there's such minimalist use of space here. And then on the inside, the word farm, same couple. They're laughing their heads off. They're happy. The word pharmacy appears twice again. It just struck me because I see so few things coming in the mail that are effective advertising pieces.
I guess what's really amazing is direct mail. For all the times when people say, I just throw that crap out, right? We hear it. I hear it from people all the time.
Right. Here's what I tell people.
It must
on
work
the political
because I get 28. It's not even political. Other than Jim Lehman. Jim, I love you. You're like a girlfriend I broke up with who doesn't want to break up. I got it. You're running for set. I got it, Jim. I got it. But
you mean Lemon?
Oh, whatever.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out.
Is it Lemon?
I have no idea. I got the pronunciation from you.
NewsHawk Award. Jim, the guy running for Senate.
He says, I'm trying to think, Lehman. I think he says Lehman in his ad.
Lehman?
No, L-A-M-O-N.
So Jim Lehman.
Lehman.
Lehman. That's what
Lehman.
He says. Okay. In his ad, he says, I'm Jim Lehman. Yep.
All right. Okay. So I want to say it the French way, of course. Lamont.
Lamont.
Lamont. All right. So.
And then I brought in another.
Hold your horses.
Piece.
I'm getting 28 pounds of direct mail every day.
It's not all that good.
It's not even political. I'm getting it from everywhere. Not even just the real estate agents, right? Because, you know, you're a hot market. Oral Valley's super hot. I get 28 letters from a you want to sell your house kind of thing. I got it.
Yep.
Okay. But I remember two summers ago, I did, you know, working with my brother doing our blue chip planning, and we wanted to know the media habits of seniors. So I did a bunch of one-on-one interviews with seniors, and I asked them about a variety of things. So I asked them about direct mail, and I said, well, what, you know, do you look and actually scan and read these things?
Yes. And seniors tend that way, I would say.
There's one of you who listens to the show right now. I won't rat her out, but it was one of those things where she literally said, she can rat herself out if she wants, but she puts three piles. There's go right in the garbage pile. I must act on this because maybe there's a coupon. And then wait a few days and see if I really want to do this one kind of thing. I don't even think like that. I literally take it from the mailbox into the shredder and get rid of it. Right.
Yeah, there's an old commercial from the freezer to the oven to the table. It was melodic. From the mailbox to the hand to the garbage. Yeah, but, you know, I wanted to say that early because we're talking politics. You have to make your mail piece, whether it's your marketing or you're selling yourself as a candidate, from the time it comes out of the mailbox and is in your hand, that 3 seconds before it heads to the trash.
That's your shot.
That piece, yes. That's your shot. That piece should make an impact on you. So maybe it'll get a second look. And if it doesn't, you're wasting your money.
That's truth.
It's part of my political advice.
So I was telling you, I think a very effective advertising channel thing to do, tactic, is YouTube videos. People are watching a lot of YouTube videos. They watch
especially
them,
this last year.
Right, watching on their TV, watching on their phones or tablets. And to me, it's very targeted. You can do zip codes. You can do tendencies.
We did that through Doug Martin last year at the party.
I love that, okay? But what I love is you can buy various levels of commercial, right? And the cheaper one, of course, is the one that you would let them skip through after 5 seconds. Okay. All right, geniuses out there. If you're going to buy the 5 second and then you can skip commercial,
better say something in that 5 seconds.
I always love, it always kills me, right? Where you go, you have like a picture and there's like a car going down the road. Every summer, Janie and her family head down the road.
Click.
And you're like, what were they selling?
I have no idea. Are they selling cars? Are they selling travel? You got to give them an image.
So they don't even put the name of the business on the screen, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
They want to give you that big reveal at the end, but they bought the 5 second early out commercial, right? The other one is, and I'm going to get to this because this one's amazing, this next one in your hand. Billboards, right? It's summer.
This is essentially a billboard. I brought in a full page ad from the Arizona Republic.
Hold that thought.
I'm holding.
We're driving around, right? Summer, you're doing your little road trips or whatever. How many of these, I mean, billboards aren't totally cheap. That's a good investment to get billboard advertising, right? They just have, there's like, it's like your high school essay.
Oh, I gotta use this line because I often have candidates that are so proud of their palm card. They give it to me after they've printed it, and I look at it, and it's got their life story on it twice. And I look at it, and I look at them, and I say, the only one who's going to read all of this is your mom.
Right, because she's the only one going to care to read enough
exactly.
Of that. I mean, if you look, how many of us are driving between Phoenix and Tucson on a semi-regular basis? A bunch of us, right? So when I look at the ones that get your attention, right? I mean, you can't beat the one that says, are you going to heaven or going to hell? Here's a phone number.
There you go. That
whether you agree on the theology of it or not, that's a whole other conversation.
But it got your attention.
But then I see these other ones that just has like, it has like 30 words on it and little pictures. And
what are they advertising? And then let's segue into this full page ad from Arizona Republic.
This is funny.
Is it
so
time?
Barney?
I showed, you know, after showing Chris this mailer, very effective mailer, Fry's Pharmacy. You know
right.
instantly what they're selling. Then I showed him this full page ad and I said, I'm going to give you another 5 seconds on it. And then I pulled it away and I said, what are they selling?
Full page
and
color ad.
And he says to me, give me another two.
Right.
And I did. And to his credit, very sharp eye, he spotted.
I don't know how.
Yeah, exactly. What this company is selling on this full page ad. And I don't want to embarrass them with the name of the company, but what a huge amount of wasted money.
Oh, so may I please?
Yes.
What's so amazing?
That was Sunday.
It says, enjoy your home, okay? And it has a generic two couples hanging out, having lunch or having an iced tea at the kitchen table someplace, okay? With the wood paneling, which I didn't know wood paneling was still in, but God bless them, okay? So then it says, creating happier homes. Then
the biggest letters.
It has a picture of a young lady wearing way too much makeup. I mean, holy cow. All right. And she looks like she's a nurse.
Yeah,
she looks
she's
like
got
she's
that thing around her neck.
Well, and so she's got the lanyard, but also at the same time, she's kind of wearing that kind of greenish color, which she could be like
Scrubs.
A nurse, like a scrub. Right, exactly. So then it has big bullet points. It says smarter solutions mean better results. So Matt.
Bingo. So far, none of you out there have any idea. And those are all the big print on this full page yet. And no idea. And then the biggest print, well, second biggest, at the bottom with their phone number. Great. I'll call. What are they selling?
So Matt, here's some of the, I'm going to give you some of the verbiage on this and you're going to tell me what, remember I used to drive Ed crazy with Ask Ed Alexander? Now I'm going to do it to you.
Yes.
All right. Effective, conscientious treatments that help you feel at ease. Smarter solutions mean better results. Now, these are big bullet points. Effective solutions, custom treatment packages, full inspection service, and reservices as needed. What do you think they're trying to sell here?
That last point.
In nurse's scrubs, I'm going to say it's Botox or something like that.
That last point, reservices as needed, is a tiny clue.
So anyway, it's a pest control company. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
So, you know,
I mean, this
Christopher,
has got to be at least a few grand for this ad.
Oh, well, many, many grand.
Botox Sunday, is, in my defense, Botox is bee venom, right? Or no, it's botulism. So I can't, we can't even give proximity credit for me on that one. You gave me a red herring when you said she was in scrubs.
She's not. If you look at it carefully, look at her carefully, she's wearing a polo shirt.
Like,
but it looks like she's wearing
she's got a collared button down. But yeah, she could be a nurse.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
You know what? I'm so glad I brought these two in because I knew, you know, you're a marketer. So this is right up your alley. And I just wanted to show you this thing. And most people would just blow this off. But, you know, this jumps out at me because I'm always thinking, you know, political brochures. How do you get your message across? You know, selling a candidate, et cetera. So.
No, it's good. All right, let's go to break. One last segment with Barney, Charles, and Kathy. We will take your phone calls when we come back. So you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. TikTok Barney, Party Boy, Party Boy 49, and Chris DeSimone. Tomorrow will be fun. Schweikert right off the bat. Then we have Larson, the intern. Don and Linda from the Triangle T talking about Garlic Fest. And then on the menu with Matt Russell. Tell him, Kenny. All right, we're just pulling into Grant and Alvernon right now. Little danger zone. Kenny Loggins.
Nice segue.
Thank you very much. Once in a while, the old squirrel finds a nut, as we like to say.
This show is usually in the danger zone, I think.
I did that thing where I DVR'd all of the Back to the 80s on MTV Classic. So a couple of nights ago, I was literally fast-forwarding through commercials and reliving my teenage youth kind of thing. And there was some fun stuff in there. And, of course, there was a lot of crap. But it was good. Are any of those phone calls still there? Put one on, please. Whatever one you want. Your choice today. I feel very magnanimous. 790. Oh, you started with Heller. This is magnanimous behavior. Sorry. Charles. Did he hear me? No, I'm just...
Loud and clear. I read you 5x5. Hey, Barney, would you briefly describe the five things in the in that ad you were just talking about before the break, the things they mentioned?
Okay, we got enjoy your home, creating happier homes, smarter solutions means better results, powerful, effective solutions, custom treatment packages, that's where it sounds like a spa. And, you know, you got this gal who looks like she could be a nurse. Full property inspection / service, which, you know, resurfaces as needed. And you really got to dig. And Chris spotted it.
It says the word pest smaller in the smaller font twice.
Than almost anything else I've said here. And it's prefaced with $100 off your first. Then it says, finally, pest service, one time on this page.
Charles?
Barney, until you got to the last item, I swore it was an ad for the Orgasmatron.
Oh, okay.
And at that point, Charles Heller, have yourself an amazing
day.
Thank you, Matt, for putting him first. Let's go to Kathy on line 3, which will definitely improve the quality of the phone call. Kathy, good morning.
Oh, thank you.
What you got for me today?
Well, what I always love is, you know, you get these ValPak things in the mail, or you get the full-page color ad in one of those home magazines that you get in your mailbox. And yet they want you to go to the place, but you can never find the address.
Yeah, there is that.
It's like, I'm supposed to look this up on the web to find your address to come drive there? Really?
Now, so Kathy, you bring up a great point, right? The person who's going to go through the ValPak, find one of those things, are probably going to skew older and not be hanging out doing that interweb thing so much. So, if you correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, that interweb thing,
right?
You know, the thing.
Yeah, the interweb. Yeah,
the interweb.
I use a flip phone.
Thank you. I appreciate that admission on the air. You don't expect that person. That they're going to go find you on Google Maps later on. So you better put that on the
gosh.
On the actual piece. You're
if
correct.
If we could just get a fraction
it's
of the
It's also on Facebook. I've found it on Facebook, too, where people are advertising on Facebook. And it's like, oh, I'd like to try and eat there. And then it's like, where in the hell are you? You can't find it anywhere. I'm not going to call you to ask directions. I mean, I might be 50 miles away. You can't be that good that I'm going to drive 50 miles to try you out.
There's a few places I would drive 50 miles for. So
well, yes, but I've had experience there, so I know they're good.
Right, that's correct. You're correct. Not doing that on a flyer. I agree with that.
No. Now,
but you're right, Kathy. It's about, so what are we talking about here in the end? What you're saying, what Barney's saying, right, is you have to be, yes, there's a hook to what you're trying to get people interested in what you're doing, but you do have to get the who's, what, whys, and where's correct. The basics of where you are, what you do out there really blatantly, or you're wasting money.
Oh, if only we had a fraction of the money that's wasted on bad advertising.
It's true. Well, Kathy.
No, I agree. Thanks for taking my call.
Enjoy your flip phone. I love that you're staying old school like
no,
that.
No, I don't have a flip phone. Oh. No, I don't have. No.
We knew
but
that.
But I mean, so many seniors do. Yeah.
That's true. All right. Awesome. Kathy, have an amazing day.
Bye.
Christopher, great couple hours. More fun this round than many. Always fun, but it was a kick today.
No, it's something where we met two candidates today, and both very Alan's amazingly raw. Okay, I think his heart is probably in the right place.
You're stealing my words.
Sorry.
Twice.
Sorry.
At least. And no, but absolutely, they're both of them hearts in the right place.
And then we have Paula Tuliani, who is got a great story. Right? Successful businesswoman, couple of different companies. She's learning the ropes of running for office.
Starting to learn the ropes. Here's a point I make a lot, that both of these people, I have no doubt if they were sitting in elective office, I would be proud of both of them. They would do the right thing. But the skill set for being an elected official is totally different from the skill set you need to get there.
Yeah, as we're going through candidates on the Power of Fives, right? We're looking for, first of all, you know, how do you feel about certain issues? Important, right? Because it has to be a unity, a conservative mindset, unity amongst our folks, right? We want them to agree on at least several of the topics, right? And also that people know they're bona fide conservatives as best as we can tell. But also, do they have those inherent traits, right, of at least becoming a good candidate, right? Are they fearless in talking? Do they make eye contact? Do they know when to shut up? Do they know how to take direction? Do they, you know, all of these different things? Because that's the other part of this thing is you have candidate, right? You have to, there's the idea that we have to have successful traits of a candidate to make this all work at the end.
Yes. And about conservative, middle of the spectrum. Not too much government, not too little.
All right. That'll be our next show together.
Sounds good to me.
Barney, are you coming to the party?
Gonna stay the night, buddy.
Look at that. All right. We'll see Barney on July 31st. I hope we see a bunch of you there. We'll see you in 21 hours. Garlic Fest, Matt Russell, Congressman Schweikert. Wake up.